A woman that is carrying twins, and one of the twins had died in her stomach, and she delivered the dead twin first, and only after that she delivered the live twin. The live twin would remain tar if the dead twin was removed from the house before the live twin was delivered. As even though the dead twin and the live twin were in the mother's stomach at the same time, at that point the dead twin cannot be metame the live twin. As inside the mother's stomach, the dead twin cannot be metame anything else. And since the dead twin was delivered first and removed from the house before the live twin was born, the dead twin cannot be metame the live twin. And since the live twin is inside the mother's stomach, it is not susceptible to becoming tummy. It's considered a tumor blua, a tumor that's inside something else that cannot become tummy. So when the dead twin is delivered, even though it's metame the contents of the house, it's not metame the live twin inside the mother's stomach. And since the dead twin was removed from the house before the live twin was delivered, the live twin would remain tart. Harish and chat, v'asheni meis, tummy. But if the woman delivered the live twin first, and only after that delivered the dead twin, in such a case the live twin would be tummy. Even if the live twin was removed from the house before the dead twin was delivered. The reason being, because when the mother's womb opened to deliver the live twin, at that point the dead twin is metame the contents of the entire house, which includes the live twin that was delivered before. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, that as soon as the mother's womb opens, if she's carrying a dead child, that dead child would be metame the contents of the house. So therefore, even though the live twin was removed from the house before the dead twin was delivered, it does not help, and the live twin would become tame in this case from the dead twin that's inside the mother's stomach. Rabbi Meir Omer b'shaper echa tame b'shnei shapirim tar. Rabbi Meir disagreed with that which we said, that when a mother's womb opens, if she's carrying a dead child, that dead child would be metame the contents of the house that the mother's in. A man says it depends. If she's carrying both the live twin and the dead twin in the same sack, and she delivered the live twin first, then the dead twin that's in the same sack would be metame the contents of the entire house, including the live twin. The reason being that even though Rabbi Meir holds that when a mother's womb opens and she's carrying a dead child, the dead child would not be metame the entire contents of the house. Only after the dead child is delivered is it metame the contents of the house. But in this case, since she's carrying two children in the same sack, and she delivered the live child already, in such a case, since one child was already delivered from this sack, even though the second child, which is dead, was not delivered yet, Rav Meir would agree in this case that the dead child inside the same sack would be metame the entire contents of the house, even though it has not yet been delivered. But if the live child and the dead child were in two different sacks, in such a case, the live child would be tar. If the live child was removed from the house before the dead child was delivered, as since they're in different sacks, then the din would be that the dead child is not metame the contents of the house until it's delivered. So since the live child was removed from the house before the dead child was delivered, the live child remains tar. A woman that was having great difficulty in the process of giving birth, and her life was in danger. We would go ahead and chop up the child in the mother's stomach and take out the child limb by limb in order to save the mother's life. The reason being is that her life takes precedence to the child's life. Meaning to say, even though normally you're not allowed to kill a child inside the mother's stomach, but in this case, since her life is in danger, her life takes precedence over her child's life. As a child, since it has not yet been delivered, is not considered a nephesh. And therefore, since it's not a nephesh, we look at this child as a rodeh, somebody who's trying to kill its mother, so therefore would kill the child in order to save the mother's life. Yatsa rubo ein nogimbo she'ein dochen nephesh b'prei nephesh. But if most of the child's head has been delivered, that the forehead has already come out from the mother's stomach, in such a case, even if the mother's life is in danger, we would not touch the child, we would not kill the child to save its mother's life, as since over the head has already come out from the mother's stomach, the child is considered a nephesh, and we don't kill one nephesh in order to save another nephesh. In this case, we would not kill the child in order to save the mother's life, and the child is no longer considered a rodeh, since this is a natural process The Gemara says, Mishamayim Redifalei. It's as if Shamayim is trying to kill her, not the child. If the child is now a nefesh, so no longer can be considered a rote since it's a natural process, so even though the mother's life is in danger, we would not be allowed to kill the child to save the mother's life, since most of the child has already been delivered.